A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the nether world, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing, who might wish to go down from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Our Gospel text today is abundantly clear and even frighteningly so. The message is so obvious that little is needed to carry it further. What is amazing to me, although I'm sure I've realized it before, is the nature of so many of our readings during this season of Lent. You may recall that great text from Isaiah about the kind of fast that God wants, the kind of fast that comes down really to taking care of the oppressed or the poor, love of neighbor. And just over a week ago, we had that, again, clear but alarming text, great text from Matthew 25. "I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you did not give me to drink. When, Lord, did I see you hungry or thirsty?" How many of our scripture texts during this Lenten season remind us what Christian life is ultimately about, namely love of neighbor? Yes, clearly, love of God, that text from Deuteronomy, but Jesus includes with it, like unto that first and great commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Something from which we cannot escape. Don't tell us that you love the one you don't see if you don't love those you do see. The message of one of the letters of John. And so we come back to this story of the rich man and Lazarus. It's very obvious that, again, with this reading, the truth about Lent is not that it's about us. It's not about me and my own self-perfection. It's not about just another chance for me to reform my life, to repent in my own way, so that I come through this a better person. It's about how we come through this Lent as better people, more purified of our sinfulness. We must come through it more cognizant of, more conscious of the poor, the needy, the vulnerable. That this, turning our eyes in their direction, turning our gaze toward their need, this is what Lent is attempting to do for us in terms of the reading that the church provides. Yes, of course, it does mean taking a look at ourselves, but not getting self-preoccupied, but realizing that if we ourselves are going to be transformed, it's only by realizing that our gaze must be on the other who is in need. It is amazing in the reading today, there are so many facets of it, but that one line says, about Lazarus lying at the rich man's door, this poor man covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. The implication is, of course, that he wasn't allowed to even eat the scraps. Who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps? In some ways, as frightening and challenging as these texts are, I was thirsty and you did not give me the drink. Whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. And here, the chasm between us, once life brings us to a close, it's too late. If we haven't listened to Moses and the prophets, if we haven't listened to the New Testament, if we haven't listened to the teachings of Jesus, if we haven't listened to the teachings of Jesus that have been vindicated by his own resurrection from the dead, we can hardly say that, well, something more miraculous or dramatic that might comport that we're going to listen. That's the challenge of these texts and of Lent. Now is the time to change our perspective on this. But it's not as if God is asking that much. He is, in a way, almost suggesting, even if we just gave our scraps to others, especially those of us living in more affluent countries, countries in which there is also dramatic poverty and social difficulties and problems, the reality is, are we more concerned about our comfort and clinging to those, especially our material comforts and assets with which we have become so familiar and so at home that really a conversion of life becomes almost impossible except for the grace of God and the church offering us this season of Lent and the truth about Lent, that it should make us aware of what that final criterion is when we stand before judgment. Have we treated Lazarus and the poor with love, compassion, and understanding?